98.1 KZE. Please welcome for, I want to say, the first time in the KZE studio, at least with me, playing tonight at the Colony in Woodstock with the band Bywater Call. Please welcome Kevin Daniel.
Never worked in a coal mine. I never broke my back planting seeds. Never ran any moonshine. I never rode on that riverboat queen. But I have seen the sunrise in Carolina at 5 a.m. And I know I don't seem like it, but I'm a new kind of southern man. Have you ever seen the wind blow in the Pentecost sound? Seen the cotton through the dogwoods, made your mama proud. For heaven's sake, I swear y'all made me write a song or two. Time goes by, so I will too. Heartbreaks and hurricanes, bless your little heart. Home's where all the bad stuff starts. Wouldn't be here with my folks, hadn't made the stop at Ellis Isle. Rain, cotton, just the dogwood, working hard to barely survive. The old money that surrounds me, so old you could smell the stank. Free labor used to work this land, I swear they tried to forget. Have you ever seen the wind blow on the Pentecost sound? Seen the cotton through the dogwoods, made your mama proud. For heaven's sake, I swear y'all made me write a song or two. Time goes by, ooh, I will too. Heartbreaks and hurricanes, bless your little heart. Home's where all the bad stuff starts. You can go and bless your heart. You can go and
bless your heart. 98.1 KZE. Kevin Daniel in the house. Welcome. Is this the first time you've been to KZE?
This is my first time in KZE. Not my first time in Red Hook, but my first time in this building.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's very nice in here. It feels like coming home almost.
Yeah, yeah. You're not from the Hudson Valley, are you?
I am not. I'm originally from North Carolina.
Right.
But I spent a large chunk of my life in New York and know a lot of the homies up here, and I love it up here.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to be here and playing Colony tonight.
That's right. Great venue. And do you know Bywater Call, the guys you're playing with?
Don't know them personally. Meeting them tonight. I've been talking to them a little bit. They work with Intrepid Artists. Shout out to Intrepid for bringing me onto the show and letting me open for these guys. They're really, really good. There's like seven people in the band, and they're super fun and funky, and y'all should come.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like really fun Southern rock type stuff, which I think is a good
Southern
fit.
Rock from Toronto.
Oh, Southern rock from Toronto. Really?
Yeah, they're from Toronto. I didn't know that either. I was like, look, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I was
and
about
then
to say.
They called me this morning, and they're like, we're a boot. I was like, oh, okay, yep.
Because you've got a little twang.
Yeah, I do. It's weird. It kind of goes in and out. Like, I was born and raised in the South, and I spent like 12 years in New York, and I've been in Nashville now for 3 years, and so like it's creeping back into my life.
I feel like you have the singing twang, and it doesn't appear so much when you speak, which like you know how like they say a lot of like British singers like don't sound British when they sing.
I was gonna say that, yeah. It's kind of like I know some British country singers, and like if you didn't hear them speak, you'd be like, whoa, like where in Texas are you from?
Yeah, like Yola's British, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you just listen to the album, you would think she's American.
Yeah, that's basically me doing the same thing, you know, like faking the Southern accent.
Stolen valor.
Stolen valor.
But not really, because you are. You're at least from further south than here.
Oh, I'm from the South.
Yeah.
People are like, North Carolina's not the South. I was like, if you've ever been to Edgecombe County, North Carolina, it is the South.
Okay, yeah, because there's parts of North Carolina that are a little bit more northerly.
Yeah, I mean, Raleigh is definitely, like, coming up, but Raleigh is, like, maybe Asheville.
Yeah.
Asheville is, like, its own little thing. It's, like, its own little culture of weirdness.
Yeah, yeah. But you grew up in the more like nitty gritty South parts.
I grew up
parts.
Like in the sticks. Yeah, like totally in the sticks. My family is from Philly, and my dad basically was like, he's a doctor. He's like, I want to start a practice where there will be no one else doing what I do anywhere near me.
Smart.
I wanna, like, lock this down. And then it meant that we moved to a town with like 10,000 people, and that's where I grew up.
Yeah. What got you into playing music?
I've just been doing it my whole life, really. And there's pictures of me as a baby, like singing into a turkey baster, you know, like used to play saxophone up in like throughout my whole life. And I think the sort like the current iteration of me, like Kevin Daniel playing these more like alt rock sort of Americana style things, that really came to fruition after my parents passed away like 11 years ago. And I basically was like, dude, it's now or never. Like you could die at a plane crash, you get hit by a bus, like no day is guaranteed. So I just wanted to do this for a long time, and songwriting is like the thing that I'm working on hardest right now. It's just trying to write better songs.
Better songs. I think the songs you write are great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What do you aspire to? Like what is, when you think better, like what does that mean to you?
That means like really saying the things that I want to say and stop, like, you know, a lot of times I feel like when you write, you kind of write for a generic audience, or you use like euphemisms that might not really make sense. And it's sort of like not to the point. Like I want to actually talk about things that people will understand. And when they hear these things, they will like hit a note inside their body. I think Jason Isbell is really good at that. Mm. You know, he'll write a song and be like, you'll feel like you're there. And you'll be like, oh, I remember sneaking on Bottle Up the Bleachers during the football game in high school. And he'll like put that line in the song.
Yeah.
And that really is grounding. And yeah, I mean, just trying to write more. Being in Nashville, it's a songwriter town, honestly, more than it's a performer town. So it's the place to be for writing songs.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess thinking about your audience is a smart thing to do as well. Because if you're trying to please everybody, you're going to fail because there is no
Absolutely.
Pleasing everybody.
Yeah.
So
authenticity is the most important thing. I mean, look, there's plenty of people in Nashville who just write 20 songs a week and they're all about like trucks and like, you know, girls and Daisy Dukes or whatever. And some of them are making millions of dollars.
Sure.
But I feel like that's rare. I feel like more people will succeed when you write the stuff that actually is authentic and means a lot to you.
Yeah.
And maybe it is about driving trucks and Daisy Dukes if that's your thing, but.
Well, I mean, you have spent a ton of time on the road and, you know, we just heard a song that kind of talks about like the experience of traveling a lot. So do you get a lot of inspiration from that?
Yeah. I mean, I get a lot of inspiration from the people that I meet on the road. You know, not just the fans, but also the venue owners and the tech people and even people at like gas stations and truck stops. I mean, there's just so much to write about and there's so many different people you meet. And, you know, I lived in New York City for 11 years and I love New York. It is a bubble. It is like hard to imagine living anywhere else. And so then when you finally do leave and you end up somewhere else, you meet all these different kinds of people that you would never have met in New York.
Yeah.
And that is the stuff that sort of, to me, it's like, oh, wow. Like I feel a little bit more open-minded because I was definitely in my liberal bubble. But meeting these people has changed the way I write and changed the way I think about my fans and who listens to my music.
Yeah. I could see a like a concept album of just like portraits of characters.
We were joking that we were going to make a truck stop record where we just, or a rest stop record where we just like set up and record in rest stop bathrooms across the country and do like little acoustic sessions.
I don't hate it. Bathrooms tend to have pretty good
acoustics.
They're
great. They're all like tile. They feel really nice. You just have to like deal with somebody like else in there.
Yeah. I would like to recommend my favorite rest stop, which is not the most the most peopled rest stop if you're looking for like characters or, but it might be good because there probably wouldn't be a lot of people walking in to interrupt you. Have you ever been to the Adirondack Welcome Center?
No.
It's on the Northway. After the Thruway becomes the Northway. It is so beautiful.
Nice.
So clean. There are like vending machines with like local things, local maple syrups.
They do them so much better up here.
And the bathrooms are so beautiful. Yeah. I like make a point of stopping every time I go skiing up there.
Yeah, going into the Tennessee rest stops is like visiting a third world prison. It's like no one's been in here or touched this place for like 20 years.
But that's the variety that would make the album so interesting.
Yeah, just a rest stop tour of America. You know, I might just do the shows at the rest stops, honestly, just set up a little stage. We're cooking with gas over here.
I like it. You know, you might get shut down, but then that just makes you outlaw country.
Yo, totally.
Yeah. Kevin Daniel is my guest. You can catch him tonight at the Colony in Woodstock with the band Bywater Call. Just you solo tonight?
just me solo tonight. I'm pushing myself to play more solo shows. I really want to just play the songs and sing the lyrics. And not that I hide behind my band, but it's a lot easier to be like, oh, we're rocking. Like, who cares what the song is?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm trying to force myself to be a little bit more vulnerable.
I mean, you're a great artist to see solo. As everybody just heard, you have a very powerful voice.
Some would say too powerful.
Nah, there's no such thing. Don't hide your light under a bushel.
I can't. I've tried to sing soft. I literally cannot do it. My ex-girlfriend was like, you're always so loud. I'm like, I don't know how to not be loud.
But it's a strength because you are a performer. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I got. No matter what I do to these lungs, they keep on pumping out air. So,
yeah.
Got that.
Last time I saw you live, you had a pedal. It was a harmony pedal.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was so cool. Are you still using that?
I'm using that bad boy tonight.
Awesome.
That
is
a TC Helicon harmonizing pedal, and it actually bases your harmonies on the guitar chords that you're playing. So they came out with the previous one, you had to preset like whatever key the song was going to be in, and that was like chaos.
More margin for error. Yeah,
like if you skip the song in your set list, it's like, well that's done.
Yeah.
So this one, you just press the pedal and it doesn't matter what you're singing, it'll harmonize with it, and it's crazy.
It really, I mean, I it was at a brewery and I was like hanging out with my mom, and you know, so I wasn't like watching the stage super closely, and I was like, wow, like Billy sounds really great on the harmonies tonight.
Everyone always looks like around, and I'm like, those are the demons speaking. Yeah. Like, don't worry about it, they're coming out. I might use it tonight, we'll see.
The demons have beautiful voices.
Yeah.
Kevin Daniel is my guest, and do you have music out that we can go and find and buy?
My last record was out like a little over a year ago, but I've got like 5 albums out. Everything's on Spotify, thekevindaniel.com. I'm working on a new record right now, so we'll have some new singles coming out in the spring, hopefully trying to tour it through the summer. This day and age, you literally cannot stop making music, or like the industry and the algorithms forget about you.
Mm-hmm.
For better or worse. So yeah, just kind of keep pumping out music.
Fun.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun, right? Right.
Oh boy. Yeah, but also buy music. I feel like you probably have some CDs that are going to be available at the show tonight.
Yeah, I got CDs, t-shirts, and vinyl records.
Awesome. Kevin Daniel playing tonight at the Colony in Woodstock, 7 p.m. doors, I believe.
I actually go on at 7. And
doors
then,
at 6.
But that probably means a little after 7.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Bywater Call goes on at around 8:15.
Right on. So doors at 6, Kevin at 7.
Kevin at 7.
Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We got the Community Bulletin Board and Dawes up next on KZE.